Hey, everybody. Welcome to Mondays with Maggie. My name is Jesse Blanco, host of not only this podcast, but Eat It Like It with Jesse Blanco. You can find that Sundays, 12:30 or noon, or it's been airing in wonky spots over the summer on WJCL television. Also airs 5 a.m. on Saturdays. That one's for sure. Right next to me on whatever side of me she is this week is my dear friend, Margaret. We call her Maggie Crenshaw. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How about you?
Did you get enough rain the last few days?
You know, the other night that storm was on top of my condo. I swear. I thought I was going to lose power, but I didn't.
But you say the other night like it only happened once. I know for a fact it happened, what, like two out of three nights, if not three in a row?
True.
One of them... I was on your island. I was at Tin and Tallow for reasons we'll discuss shortly. And there was traffic. It was 3:47 p.m. And I could see the traffic there at Tin and Tallow, Spanish Wells, leaving the island. I'm like, okay, well, there's traffic. And it was drizzling. Well, I drove all the way back to Savannah in a 21-mile-per-hour deluge to where the trucks, you know, on that 170 road, May River, back and forth to Savannah, 20 miles an hour, and the big old trucks had their hazards on. I would not have been surprised, honestly, if a tornado would have rolled through. That's how it was the worst storm I've ever driven through in this area, made all the more spooky because it was May River Road. It was wild. Yeah.
It was scary.
It was. And so it sat on top of you for how long? About 2 hours?
It was really scary. I mean, I was just grateful to be home,
right?
You know, and not out and about. I wasn't going anywhere. I was doing a lot of cooking. Like we'll discuss, doing a lot of cooking. I was afraid to start my next project because I was afraid if I lost, I was getting ready to make a base with a roux. Uh-huh. And you know how you have to pull that up. And if I lost power, then it would ruin the whole thing. So I was like in waiting mode, just waiting for it to go through.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we're used to it around here. We get summer storms. It's part of the deal. But the last part of last week, what, like Thursday, Friday, even Saturday maybe, or Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, it was like 3 days in a row of like end of the flipping world rain. Do you agree? Like, man.
It was crazy rain, but the thunder and lightning.
Yes.
I was like, I really thought I was going to get hit.
Yes, that's what I'm referring to. I mean, again, it rains practically every day around here in the summer, but these were pretty intense. Like, woof. Okay, so you were indoors. I was driving in it, listening to a podcast, believe it or not. That's what I do when I drive back and forth, in case anyone's keeping score at home. You spent the weekend cooking for some friends, fixing all kinds of fixings?
Yes. A big group of 20, 25 people.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You was entertaining. What'd you do? What'd you make? Or as they say down around these parts, what'd you fix?
Well, I fixed a lot of things. It's several nights in a row. I just have dropped off the first last night. We did pulled pork and all homemade barbecue sauces, coleslaw, macaroni and cheese, baked beans, the whole nine yards.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Great family. I'm doing some Italian stuff tonight, lasagnas, different kinds of lasagnas and classic Italian fare. And I'm in the thick of it. And I make everything from scratch. I could easily buy a bottle of salad dressing, but no. We're not going to do that.
No. You make an Alabama white sauce?
I sure did.
You know, I'm not a big fan. I'll eat it, but I'm not a big fan. It's probably my least favorite traditional-ish barbecue sauce.
It's my favorite, and maybe because I'm from Alabama, but anything vinegar, you know, it's...
Yeah. Well, I think you know by now that I don't hate it, but I'm on this side of anything vinegar. Anywho, I made related to your pulled pork. I chopped up a butchered, like I was at the butcher place, a big old pork butt, cut it up into cubes and threw it in an Instapot and made pork tacos, carnitas, as they are referred to commonly. Crisped them up in the broiler, and they were delicious. And I had them both Saturday and Sunday for dinner. That's how much I made for just two of us. So good times, good times, good times. Well, did you catch the announcement last week that we made, ding, 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 about the Eat It and Like It Burger Bash?
Yes.
You know what? We're going to get to that in a second. First, I want to hear all about your lunch a couple of weeks ago at one of my favorite spots on the island. Forgot to mention that. Tell us about it. Where'd you
go? That's right. Fraser's Tavern. You know, we talk about that quite a lot because you and I are both in love with their barbecue, in love with a lot of things they do. Really? I had something that I had never had from their menu before because I was trying to be healthy. I had their salmon and beet salad with goat cheese. And I'm telling you, that salmon was cooked to absolute perfection. Perfection.
One of the best I've ever had. It was?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Wow. Wow, for lunch. Yeah, you know, people, I regularly talk about the restaurants inside of Sea Pines as being among my favorites, depending on what you're looking for on the island. And I get pushback sometimes from people about, well, it's expensive. Well, it's in Sea Pines. Well, it's overrated. No. I mean, Fraser's Tavern, I took you, I believe, that first time for barbecue, right? You had never had it a couple of years ago?
Yes.
Their barbecue is some of the best on the island. You know, I love the views of coast. The food is good. I love Quarterdeck. You know, people complain this, that, or the other.
Quarterdeck does a great job.
Yes. Yes, yes, is a little more pricey than the other, what is it, Sea Shack? Of course it is, because you're sitting where you're sitting. I mean, it's a beautiful facility. But I enjoy them all for different reasons, and I'm glad to hear that their salad was as good. I'm not surprised. Not surprised at all. I know a lot of those guys, and I know how much effort, research, and time goes into that barbecue, because barbecue, as you know, is art. And all of the crew, the talent there is legit. I mean, put it to you this way. I was talking to one of the guys there a few weeks ago, and he sent me the link of TripAdvisor's top 10 restaurants on the island. Now, TripAdvisor is open to suggestions or whatever, but of the top 10 restaurants, don't hold me to this because I didn't write it down. It was like 7 of the top 10 on TripAdvisor on the island were inside of Sea Pines. That'll tell you. And people, you know, everybody has their favorites. I get it. And I'm not here to push Sea Pines restaurants on anybody, just to tell you that you and I both very much enjoy it. And here's another example, right? There you go.
Agreed.
Yeah. Okay. So now we will get to that Burger Bash announcement that I made last week. Had I told you that I was doing a Burger Bash? I don't know. I talked to so many people about so few things that I had lost track. But yes, August 18th through the 28th, we're doing an Eat It and Like It Burger Bash, where we are celebrating some of the area's best burgers. We've got very excited. We decided to do this thing regionally, this footprint basically of our weekend television show from Savannah all the way up to Beaufort. And we are up to 25 participants. For first year, we think that's pretty good, and we'll probably, by the time all is said and done, be at 30, maybe a little north of 30. So, 30 different burgers that you can choose from. One that just came on board over the weekend is one that you told me you'd had, Sundown Saloon, yes? Now, for you to eat a burger, we should stress, how often do you have a burger? I would say less than once a year. Is that fair?
No, that's not quite right. For most of my life, I had 3 or 4 a week. Due to the cholesterol issue, I try to make it like maybe 1 a month.
Well, you have misled me, young lady. I was here thinking. I was here thinking that you like avoid them like the plague, but 1 a month is. No, that's more often than me. I used to, like you, have them twice a week, 3 times a week. But as we get older and, anyway, I don't even do 1 a month. Now, last week I had 3 and this week I'm probably going to have 4, but this is all in preparation for the Burger Bash. So you do about 1 a month. Interesting.
Probably. Probably.
What are your favorite?
You know my favorite. I've told you.
Your favorite is your favorite at Charlie's?
No, but they have a great burger.
They do.
I have a list, and Charlie's is on the list.
Yes.
As is Crane's.
Right.
Jane has a great burger. But really, my all-time favorite burger on this island is Ruby Lee's.
That's right. You're absolutely right. That is your favorite. You've told me that a couple of times, and I completely forgot. Interesting. Yep. I need to go try that. You know, I've never had it. I go there, and I'm always into the wings and the chicken.
It is just so good. And, you know, as long as you're doing it, have them put the bacon on it. I mean, why not?
Yeah, if it's not, for me, it's not a burger without bacon. But
and I love their French fries.
That is so interesting. I need to go holla at Mr. Tim.
Mr. Singleton, yep.
Yes, I almost called him Mr. Singleton, but I decided to go Southern and say Mr. Tim.
Mr. Tim.
Yeah. That sounds really, what do you get on him besides bacon?
Cheese. No onion.
That's it? Bacon cheeseburger, straight up.
Bacon cheeseburger, lettuce, tomato, no onion. Mayonnaise. No onion for me either. Okay. Only mayonnaise. I don't do ketchup or mustard on my burger.
Interesting. I either do only mayonnaise or only ketchup and mustard. I don't put mayonnaise on my ketchup and mustard burgers. That's a freaky deaky nuance for me. But so Ruby Lee's is your favorite. Interesting. You have not, as of yet, had the Tin and Tallow burger.
I haven't. I went for breakfast. The time I went, a couple weeks back, I went for breakfast. Yeah. But
I'm sure you've heard 90% of the island jumping up and down like tribal people telling you how good the Tin and Tallow burger is.
I was going to say, I posted that I was there. Posted a picture of my breakfast and the beautiful young lady I was with. And the only comment I got was, best burger on the island. Best burger on the island.
Yeah.
So I'm still waiting over here to try it.
Well, I will make a point of inviting you. They're big, but they are very, very good. I had a double last week.
It's a smash burger, right?
Yeah. But a properly done smash burger, though. Do you know what makes a properly done smash burger? Because it's smash burger, the term has become a thing, and everybody's executing them very poorly. Do you know what makes them such? They put on a very hot griddle, and they smash them to the point where there's a balance of crispy, but juicy and moist.
Yep.
So you can't have a smash burger that's that thick.
Nope.
And a lot of people are trying to double smash burger patties, and they're that thick. No, that's not a smash burger. Smash burger is, you know, Tin and Tallow. Crispy, but juicy, and delicious.
You know, I think I told you some time ago, my friend Beth and I, shout out to Beth.
Hi, Beth.
Hi, Beth. We were going to Tin and Tallow to have the burger, and I can't remember, maybe it was Sunday and they were closed, or I can't remember why we didn't end up there. But instead, we went to Frankie Bones. And I discovered that Frankie Bones has a smash burger on the menu. So I had it. And it was very good. I enjoyed that as well.
I'm sure it was. I'm sure it was. Another that you said you had that you liked was, might have been a while ago, but I was there the other day, and my friend who had one said it was very good. Was at Sundown Saloon. That place is really, really under the radar popular. Is that fair?
Fair.
Yeah. Tasha's doing a great job. She's been there about 2 years. We had a whole conversation, and I'm thinking about writing a whole story about this. We had a whole conversation about how much time she takes selecting the quality of her ingredients. Because that obviously you and I enjoying to cook makes a huge difference. And once she found her sweet potato fries, once she found her beef, once she found her buns, I mean, all of those details, she is set. And she told me she has food vendors coming in all the time. Hey, we can save you some money on your buns. No, I got the buns that I think taste the best. Get out of here. Kick rocks, pal. No, I'm being silly, but, you know, it's not everyone that goes through that kind of effort in their restaurant. Would you agree with that?
Agreed.
They're just looking for the cheapest thing to put out there, and frankly, it reflects on the product, but they don't do that at Sundown. That was pretty nice to hear. Go ahead.
I'm okay with that too. If that's what you're going for, if that's what your business model is, that you're going to put out cheap food, then don't charge the same price for it that somebody else like Tasha, who is really paying the money, and that reflects the price of the item.
Right. Well, you know, they're not going to do that. Yes. Yeah. If they can get away with $17 for a burger, but their cost is, and I'm just throwing out numbers because I have no clue. If their cost is $7 and they're charging $17, but Tasha's cost is $13 and she's charging $17, there's a big difference there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So do you remember the burger you had at Sundown?
It was when they first opened.
Right, 2 years.
Did I probably have bacon and cheese on it? Do they have?
They have a few burgers. I didn't. I looked briefly at the menu. I had just have a laugh here. I had just eaten half a burger at the Cottage in Bluffton, and I was on my way to a photo shoot with CH2 at Tin and Tallow, so I was going to have to eat a burger there. So in my meeting at Sundown, I'm like, the last thing I need to be doing here is eating, because I'm not going to eat three huge burgers in a row. So I sat there and watched my friend Monica eat. She had a chicken salad croissant, I believe it was. She said it was really good. But then she went back the next day and had a burger and sent me pictures. She said it was outstanding. So I'm looking forward.
Do they have a bacon in blue, like a blue cheese burger?
Yes.
I think that's what I had.
Yes.
I had that. But
there you go.
Yeah.
And it was outstanding, I'm sure.
Yeah. You know, I also love a mushroom and Swiss burger. You know, those were popular, mm-hmm. like, mm-hmm. it's been some decades. And nobody really has it on the menu anymore. But any place that does like a build-your-own burger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mushroom and Swiss burger has Bennigan's and Houlihan's written all over it, right? Like circa 1992.
Ruby Tuesdays. That was the Ruby Tuesdays in Hilton Head, which is now Fat Babies, okay?
Oh, okay.
The Fat Babies used to be Ruby Tuesdays, and it was right across the street from the old Hilton Head Playhouse where I worked and performed. And literally, when I say I had three or four burgers a week, that's what I refer to as Ruby Tuesdays.
Give us a very short answer, because that just poked me. Ruby Tuesday, I know Carrabba's was up on the other end. I know there have been some chains. Why don't chains succeed on the island, even one or two?
I think they have better stamina now, but in the past. We are so season-oriented. Not so much now, but going back to the 80s and 90s, very, very busy in the summertime, and especially in the 80s, crickets in the wintertime. So these chains that have a business model based on this amount of gross revenue they're going to do for these stores, they can't make it. Even though they kill it in the summertime, they're just not doing 12 months of business, and they can't keep up with the other stores in their chain. Yeah. So that's the short answer.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And it still is obviously very, very seasonal. But last burger I'm going to mention that is a participant, one of our 25 in the Burger Bash, is Char Bar.
Yeah.
Everybody loves them some Char Bar. The last time I was there was a couple of years ago, and I was having a chat with Tim, the owner, chef there, and he told me about 6-7 months ago they overhauled all their beef. They've redone all of their burgers. He was describing their legit smash burger to me, how they do it differently. And they got some high-end beef from Kentucky, I believe it is. And I'm looking forward to trying that. I might get over there this week, if not certainly next. The burgers at Char Bar, is that, would you say, one of the most popular burgers on the island over the last 10 years?
I do. I do know a lot of folks, visitors and whatnot. My clients are all, second homeowners. Charbar is on their list. Like when they're here, that's on the list.
Yeah. They're going to go. I enjoy it.
And the brilliant thing they did a few years back was they put sushi on the menu. Like, you know, that's just, it's kind of an incongruent thing, but it's like they made it so that they have other offerings. Right. You don't have to have a burger if you go there. You've got you've got some choices, and they do. Their sushi bowl is great. Their ahi tuna bowl is awesome.
I've never had it. I'll have to do that too.
Yep. Yep.
All right. If you want to see a full list of participants, we've made a special website. It is eatitburgerbash.com. Eatitburgerbash.com. Like I said, we have 25 right now, 24, 25. We'll probably have 30 in the next 10 days or so. So check them out and make plans and find all the information you need on that website or at eatitalike.com and make plans to join us August 18th through the 28th. It will be a very good time.
Fun.
That's all I got. All right, we're going to get out of here. Tell us where we can find you to buy ourselves a Burger Shack.
I'm a realtor with eXp Realty, and you can view properties for sale at margaretcrenshaw.com.
Sounds like a plan. If you have any burgers this week, keep me posted. You'll be cooking a lot, though. Are you making piccata tonight?
No. But tomorrow I'm doing chicken, but not really piccata. Kind of a lemon butter thing, though. There's a lot of kids, and piccata isn't, you know. I'm doing lasagna. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I'm doing chicken spinach pesto lasagna, homemade pesto.
Chicken spinach. Okay. I'll rock that. Save me some. Well, thank you, Margaret. You have a wonderful day. If I'm around, I'll let you know.
Well, okay. Sounds good.